Tantor Audio presents Dancing on Broken Glass by Ka Hancock, narrated by Amy Landon and Zach Via. Prologue. I met Death at a party. It was my sister Priscilla's 12th birthday, and I was 5. She wasn't particularly frightening, Death, but then I had been told all about her, so seeing her made no adverse impression on me. Until I realized she was there for my dad. When I was a little girl, I shared a morning ritual with my father. It started with the sound of gushing water through rebellious pipes, a moaning screech when Dad first turned on the tap. I still live in the house where I grew up, and it's the same today. But back then, the sound meant my dad was awake. I remember I would trundle up the stairs, rubbing sleep from my eyes, feeling my way in the dark hall to the closed bathroom door. Of course I would knock, and my dad would sing out, "Is that my Princess Lulu?" I loved that, because it gave Lucy, my given name, a fairy tale flair, and such things are hugely impressive to a 5-year-old. He would open the door wide, and the light would sting my eyes as he ushered me into the bathroom, our inner sanctum, just me and my dad. It was a small bathroom. The tub took up one whole wall, and the sink had this minuscule counter that could barely accommodate his shaving things and a bar of soap. Mickey whines about that same thing, even today. I would climb my little self up onto the toilet and open my book. That was my ostensive purpose for being there, after all, to practice my phonics. Meanwhile, my father, standing over the sink, would start to shave. And every day when he was fully foamed, he would swoop in for a kiss.